May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our gracious God and our Redeemer. Amen. Now, these words are familiar to us. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. These are words we say very often. And if you're a church person or you're very close to the church, this is something you say offhand. It's not something for many people you don't print out. We just say it. And last Sunday, we had started a sermon series exploring what is this all about. It is so easy to be in a church setting where this is said, and people simply think that that's the end of the service. And so, like I said last Sunday, it is time to get your bag, your Bibles, your purse, your wallet, and then off you go. But there is more to this. And the essence of this sermon series is to perhaps invite us to a place of rethinking where we say these words with deeper understanding, with deeper openness. Last Sunday, we had preached and had asked that the Lord will open our hearts to receive God's grace. We had said last Sunday that the grace, when we say the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is an affirmation that Christ is present in our midst in the same measure in which he was during his time in Galilee. When Peter and those who saw him walk through the streets of Galilee, that he's very present. So today, we'll be looking at the love of God. The love of God. That's what we'll be looking at today. We can only speak of the love of God because God sent his son Jesus Christ, the greatest gift. And the song we sang earlier on alludes to this. The love of God is so powerful. Very powerful words. Tell my people I love them. Tell my people I care. When they feel far away from me, tell my people I am there. So the love of God is so powerful. It's a song that reminds us that we are loved eternally. That even when you feel far away from God's love, when you feel that he does not love, when you feel that he does not care, he loves. He says, tell my people I love them. Tell my people I care. I hope these are words for us today. Something you need to say to your neighbor, you need to say to your children, you need to say to your parents who feel far away from God's love, who feel they are no longer loved. Those who feel unloved or uncared for, these words are for us today. Tell my people I love them. Tell my people that I am not just present when things are rosy. I am present and I walk with them even through the dark places of life. The simple message at the heart of the gospel is that God loves you and me. And God's unconditional love is a difficult concept for people to accept. It is difficult because in the world in which we live, there is always payment for everything we receive. Everything we receive, there is always payment. They said there's no free lunch. So, and because we live in that kind of, in this kind of context, and when we speak about God's unconditional love, some people struggle to grasp with it. But God is not like people. God is not like us. God is God. So God's love is unconditional. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 reminds us of this. In fact, it is one of those powerful prayers in the scripture. Paul prays, among other things, and he says that the Ephesians may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide, long, high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know his love that surpasses knowledge. I had to underline surpasses knowledge here when I was preparing for today's service. Surpasses knowledge. Love that is beyond comprehension. Love that is beyond our understanding. Love that we cannot explain. Love that is beyond our understanding. That is the love that God has for you and for me. It is the love that we cannot quantify. The love that we cannot measure. The love is immeasurable. The love is such that no matter how knowledgeable, no matter how much we attempt to explain, we can never truly explain the love of Christ for us. It surpasses all knowledge. It surpasses all human understanding, beyond human comprehension. That is the love of Christ. The love that is shown to those who feel unloved, the unlovable. And we'll come back to that in a minute. And that is what Paul was praying. He said that the Lord will inspire the Ephesians. And I pray today that the Lord will open our eyes and broaden our thoughts, that we'll understand or perhaps accept the love of God that is beyond knowledge, beyond human understanding. That's my simple prayer today, praying in the words of Apostle Paul. God wants us to know how wide his love is. So wide it extends to every human being who has ever lived. God's love is so wide that it embraces everybody, even sinners like you and me. God's love is wide. We cannot limit his love. We cannot limit the extent of God's love. It is so wide. God wants us to know how long his love is. From eternity to eternity, we don't need to worry about God's love running out one day. God's love just keeps on and on and on and on. It carries on right from when we were little till now that we are growing, till now that we are old. You know, God's love does not run out of the storehouse. God's love is constant. It is so long. Apostle Paul, writing to the Romans in Romans chapter 8, verse 37, know in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And he says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither heights nor depths, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I hope somebody will be encouraged this morning as we read through these scriptures. Nothing on earth, far below, nothing on earth, even death itself, cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. So his love is so wide, is so long, that nothing on earth, sicknesses, pains, cannot separate us from the love of Christ. I don't know how you feel this morning, but I hope that perhaps even if you are here and you feel God has forgotten you, or you feel you are no longer the concern of God, that you could hear God's voice this morning that says to you, please, calling you by name, I love you. I love you, and I will not let you go. Even though others forget you, I will never forget you. God's word that says, I have engrafted you in the palms of my hands. I love you with everlasting love. Paul again prays that the Ephesians will understand, will know how high God's love is. His love reaches to the heavens. God has truly blessed us with every spiritual blessings, as it is written in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. We may live as strangers on the earth, but we are citizens of heaven. We are loved eternally. God's love is not just enough to keep us here on this earth. His love is able to take us into eternity. Because as I said, and as the scripture says, if our hope is only on this earth, we are of all men most miserable. So God's love is not just available for us here. And now it is available to take us into eternity. And God and Apostle Paul also prays and says that the Ephesians will know how deep is God's love. How deep is God's love? Deep enough to reach down to the worst and most desperate of sinners. It is deep. And deep enough to reach into the deepest part of our lives, the secret parts of our lives, the pains we feel in our lives, the pains we scarcely talk about. In fact, we even find it difficult to explain to doctors and to nurses. The pains, even as individuals, we do not understand. God's love is deep enough to reach into those aspects of our lives. There is no aspect of our life that is outside of God's control. There's no aspect of our situation that is outside of God's influence. So Paul prays this prayer that the Ephesians will understand, will know how deep the love of God is. He prays that they will understand how wide, how long, how high, and how deep the love of God is for them. Though we live in an imperfect world, we do have a perfect God who loves us exceedingly. And the song we sang earlier, the beautiful song by Charles Wesley, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. The divine love of God for us far excels all other forms of love we may experience. Indeed, in our lives we experience the love, we experience love in marriages, in family, or friendship. But we are reminded that God's love outweighs all of this. It's a love that we cannot comprehend. The love that will not let us go. Have you ever felt lonely or afraid, or wondered if God really cared about what you were going through? Sometimes our mistakes or situations can make us feel beaten down and defeated. And also, when the world points out what we have done wrong, we ask ourselves if God still loves us. The answer to all of this is yes. Now, as we study through the Bible, you will see in both the Old and the New Testament that these are God's love letters to us. The old children's song, which is on the screen, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. So we know the love of God as we study through the scripture. And so if you're a believer, you need to pay attention to what the Bible says. The Bible is God's love letter to us. The Bible records Jesus' words of love, and it records God's love shown in action in Jesus' ministry and his death and his glorious resurrection. But God demonstrates his love for us in this: while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. These are all very powerful words from Scripture. And as you read from Genesis to Revelation, you are exposed to how great the love of God is. God's love is amazing. While we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't wait for us. He didn't wait for us to repent before. He died. He went ahead of us to die. And so today he invites us to relationship with him. The Bible teaches and speaks to us of God's love in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. If you read through the scripture, you see all of these words in which God consistently says to us, I love you and I want you to walk in obedience with me. We also know God's love through God's actions in our lives, answers to prayers, guidance and experiences of healing. I'm sure many of us have experienced God's healing and deliverance at different times. Peace as we walk through hard times. In fact, sometimes God will not calm the storm, But God calms his people. And this song is a popular one. When upon life's billows you are tempted to, when you are discouraged thinking all is lost, count your blessings, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord had done. I'm not sure I can sing this one. Let me try. When upon life's billows you are tempted to, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, even in the midst of such difficulty, when it is difficult to feel God, to feel the love of God, to feel that God is present, the song says, count your many blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. God knows all about us, the good, the bad, the beautiful, and the ugly. And he still loves us. He calls us his own. God knows exactly what we face on a daily basis, because his son, Jesus, chose to come to earth in human form. Jesus went through the same emotions, the same challenges, the same problems and temptations as we all face. We are never alone when we let God to guide us. God loves us. He loves us so much that he wants us not just to be his people on this earth, but he wants you and me in fellowship with him forever. And again today, my prayer is that you open your heart and receive God's love. The love that is beyond human understanding. The love that neighbors, friends, and well-wishers would not be able to imagine. God loves us. Open your heart today and receive God's love. Amen.